By this point, the British knew the region best, as we have seen. Most of our early discoverers were British. And the British were also overseeing the creation of the newly independent nation. So it's not surprising that British teams excavated at several key sites in this period. The city of Ur in southern Mesopotamia was the site of an excavation sponsored by both British and American archaeologists. And this excavation uncovered large tombs filled with gold jewelry and vessels, musical instruments, and indications of mass human sacrifice. When this was discovered, there had been no previous comparable discovery, so you can imagine the stir it created. The discovery of the cemetery at Ur was one of the earliest American projects in the region, and it was co-sponsored by the British Museum and the University of Pennsylvania Museum. At the University Museum in Philadelphia, the collection includes objects from the Royal Cemetery at Ur, the only place in America that houses these particular artifacts, and this is probably one of the most famous discoveries in Mesopotamia. We will discuss the cemetery, what the artifacts mean, how we interpret them in more detail in Lecture 10. Max Mallowan was Woolley's assistant at the Ur excavations, and this is where he met his wife, the mystery novelist Agatha Christie. Her novel, Murder in Mesopotamia, describes the region and perhaps the unpleasant personality of Mrs. Woolley, who was the murder victim in the story. Death on the Nile, which Agatha Christie believed was her greatest mystery novel, was written while her husband was excavating the site of Tel Brak in Syria, which is also part of the Mesopotamian culture that we will come across as we continue through the course. Mallowan began his own excavation after excavating at Ur, at Nineveh in northern Mesopotamia, exploring more of the great Assyrian palaces, and continuing at Nimrud, where he discovered the great Assyrian palace there. And so you can see that the Assyrians were especially intriguing, in part because the palaces produced such elaborate and ornate sculpture that could be put on display in museums throughout the world. French archaeologists explored the city of Susa in modern Iran and discovered there a remarkable cache of Akkadian and Babylonian monuments that had been taken from their original locations by a victorious Elamite king about a millennium after they were originally set up. So the Akkadians, we discussed the head of Sargon of Akkad in the first lecture. These monuments had been put in place. Remember, I discussed the fact that the eyes had been gouged out and in antiquity, so it may well have happened in this particular raid. Some of the other monuments found at Susa and brought back to that region include a copy of the Law Code of Hammurabi and statues of the king of Lagash, Gudea, and these are now displayed in the Louvre. Gertrude Bell, a British traveler and writer whose interest in ancient Mesopotamia was piqued by visiting the British Museum, where she saw the monuments that had been excavated by Layard, is an important figure in the early history of Iraqi archaeology. Bell belongs to a generation that knew Mesopotamia from the artifacts themselves, so she was looking at what Mesopotamian culture was as it was displayed in the British Museum. She was not coming to Mesopotamia with a mindset of looking at a culture that was described in the Bible. And so this marks a distinct shift in how Mesopotamian archaeology was approached and what sorts of questions were being asked. Bell lived in Iraq from 1917 to 1926, and she was an advisor and liaison between the British government and the emerging Arab government. Bell was very politically influential and also very focused on using archaeology as a way to provide this new nation with a visible heritage of the past.